92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
95% of teens between the age of 13 and 17 were given a smartphone this year. That number is up about 40% compared to last year. My nephew Liam is 13 years old, and he was given a smartphone for his birthday back in July. And the change in his behavior and personality since then has been, well, I'm going to be kind and say significant, but it's really a lot worse. I was with my sister and her family at our friend's house for Thanksgiving, and Liam spent every possible minute laying on the couch looking at his phone, occasionally running down to the basement for privacy for a phone call. But most of the time he was watching videos on YouTube and playing games. A huge national research project was done over the last 2 years by the National Institutes of Health with over 10,000 adolescents. It's the largest long-term study of brain development and child health in the country, and they say it's extremely harmful for kids under 16 to have a smartphone. The biggest issues are mental health and obesity because they're giant sofa cushions. They don't go out and play the way we used to. Not that that solves all the problems. But look, if you're a parent with a child and you've given them a phone, make sure you have the software needed to properly monitor what they're doing and who they're contacting and be able to shut it down. That stuff's available. You need to be able to control and manage their screen time because smartphones are like crack for kids.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.